whether it was odd alleyways in a town or random birds and mushrooms on a hunting trip, he was always lagging behind, appreciating them. One of his pilot training photos showed him in full uniform lying in a clover field to gaze tenderly at a stem of flowering grass. Now he had seen the colours of space. He had prepared for it, he thought, taking a sketch pad and crayons onto Voskhod too. Yet nothing could have prepared him. There were so many more colours than on Earth, and so much brighter. On board he sketched the sunrise, with its astonishing sharp luminescence of red, green and yellow against the black and the blue. When Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space and his best friend from cosmonaut training, the short, handsome foil to his tall, fair, bland-faced self, came on the radio during the walk to ask how artist was, he simply said, "I can see so very much." Undoubtedly, he had to mention that blue, if, as he hoped, he spoke to Earth as the first man standing on the moon. He trained hard for that, mostly by using helicopters as mock lunar landing craft, but the Soviet plan struck him as downright dangerous. In any case, in the space race that consumed the world's two great powers for almost two decades, the Americans nosed past in 1969 with the Apollo 11 landing. He watched it, one of the few Russians allowed to, his heart pounding with anxiety for the crew.